So this fifth Sunday of Lent, often referred to as Passion Sunday, these last full week of Lent before we enter into Palm Sunday and then Holy Week following. So we have this, maybe this last ditch invitation to really enter into this beautiful season that Mother Church has set aside for us, giving us this time to prepare ourselves, to truly die so that we can rise and live, as Jesus so beautifully, maybe ominously, tells us in the gospel. He tells them these things indicating the type of death he would die. John chapter 12 is what we're reading from today. It's just before John 13, and John 13 begins the Last Supper. So this is some of the last instructions, the last words that Jesus is sharing with his friends and with us before their true passion begins. If we remember back to the wedding feast at Cana, when our Blessed Mother came to him and said, "They have no wine," and he said, "My hour has not yet come." Today he says, "The hour has come." As the Greeks present themselves with this wonderful statement, "We wish to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus." The Greeks asking him this question or making this statement is what ushers in the hour. That those who were maybe on the outside, the Jews versus the Greeks, now the Greeks have understood who this man is and they want to see him. The mission of Jesus to reconcile the whole world is now ready to be fulfilled. The hour has come. The hour has come for Jesus to be glorified. Glorify your name, Father. I have glorified it and I will glorify it again. When my word took on flesh in the manger in Bethlehem, I glorified my name. When my Son is lifted up on the cross and draws all men to himself, my name will be glorified again. These moments in Christ's life that show forth the glory of the Father. The complete and total humility it must have taken for God, the creator of everything, to subject himself to be a baby. And now that God-man who stripped away his divinity to shine forth humanity is about to even strip away his humanity, so that once again the divinity, the glory of God, can shine forth, not in some overpowering domination show of force, but through death. This amazing testament to the self-sacrificing self-gift of love. And this is the glory of the Father. Love. Love that goes beyond all telling. Love that leads us to the cross and beyond. And we have these last 2 weeks to truly prepare ourselves, to allow Psalm 51 that we've been hearing so many times during this season. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew within me a steadfast spirit. Take not your spirit from me. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And we remember what the prophet Joel said on Ash Wednesday. The Lord says, return to me with your whole heart. Return to me with your whole heart so that you can imitate me and my love for you. As I die on the cross for you, you can do the same for your neighbors and for your enemies. Create in me a clean heart. And as the Lord creates within us this clean heart, then we become more like Jesus. And that our lives become a testament to his self-sacrificing love that gives us life, that without which we are nothing. that we remain just a seed, fruitless, if we allow the grace of Jesus to lead us to and through the cross, our lives will produce fruit. And so this statement, this question of the Greeks, we wish to see Jesus, which is a question, a statement within each one of our hearts. Maybe we can argue that everything that we do in life is to answer this: I want to see Jesus. All of the good things and even the bad things, I'm looking for Jesus. I'm looking for that testament of love, of the glory of the Father shining forth in my life. I want to see Jesus. Are we aware that we ask that question, that we have this desire, that we want to see Jesus? And are we aware that every person we ever meet, every person we ever talk to, regardless of where they're from, how they vote, what lifestyle they have, they want to see Jesus? Are we ready and willing to show forth the glory of the Father, the love of the Son through our life, so that everyone can enter into eternal life, true life, a fruitful love? I want to see Jesus. In the first readings this year, during the season of Lent, we've been hearing the first few weeks about the covenants that God made with his people. I will be your God, and you will be my people. This faithful covenant, the exchanging of self. You surrender your entire life to me, and I will give everything to you. And then last week we heard from the Chronicles how, because of the infidelity after infidelity, because of the rejection of their prophets and their priests, the kingdom was lost. The temple was destroyed. Their promise of fidelity seemed to be ruined. But that reading last week ended with the pagan king allowing the chosen people back to the land so they can rebuild their temple, reconstruct that sign of God's presence in their life, so that they can once again live in the freedom of the covenant. But the prophet Jeremiah today in the first reading tells us something even better, more profound. The Lord tells us, I'm making a new covenant. The only time in the Old Testament we hear the phrase new covenant. The new covenant is made present to us every time we come to Mass in the Holy Eucharist. This is the new covenant. This is the New Testament. That Christ's sacrificing love made present to us in the Holy Eucharist. It starts right here in the prophet Jeremiah, that I will write it on your hearts. It will not be a covenant like I made before, where some external signs would be the proof. But the day is coming when I will write my law upon your heart. The day is coming. When you were baptized, that day was fulfilled. It's through the sacraments where we truly enter into this life with Christ. It's through the sacrament of baptism, those cleansing waters which plunge us into the death of Jesus and bring us back to new life, where the hand of God writes on our heart his will, his law, his love. And every time we go to confession, each time we receive the Holy Eucharist, and if we receive the anointing of the sick, when we enter into the sacrament of matrimony and faithfully live it out, when we're confirmed, these moments of grace which allow that handwriting of God on our heart to come alive so that we can be conformed more and more into the image of Jesus, the image of God, because that was the whole point of the covenant, that the chosen people would shine forth to the world the love of the Creator, the love of our Father. And that plan, that design is still true for each one of us. That this new covenant, this new heart that the Lord will give us, allows us to be a witness, a testament to the world that God loves them. So when they come to understand that they are looking for Jesus, and not to be lost by the passing pleasures of the world or the changing fads of whatever, but it's in Jesus. And your life, your heart will be so conformed that you will be able to tell them, come, I can show you where he is. And you will direct him to the Holy Eucharist through the waters of baptism. This season of Lent is primarily for those members of our community who are preparing for initiation, for baptism on the Easter Vigil. But it's also a wonderful time for us to regroup, to reset, to remember that in baptism, Christ called us to himself. That he removed us from the powers of Satan, the clinches of death, and he has risen us. He has given us new life. And that we pray for the grace to be faithful as God is faithful to this new covenant. That we will allow that handwriting of Jesus on our heart to flourish. That we will allow Jesus to accompany us to and through the cross, so as we die to ourselves, we bring life and fruitful life to the world. Next Sunday, Palm Sunday, we will hear the reading of the Passion, the saving moments of our life. Spend this week in preparation, in intense, immediate preparation to truly live out the events of Holy Week. So that's not just one more cycle that we go through, but your life truly will be changed. That you truly will come, and in the Holy Eucharist, you will see Jesus. Amen.